This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for July 2026. How did classical music play a part of Ernest Hemingway's life as an American novelist, short story author, journalist, and musician? And what musical instrument did he play? Ernest Miller Hemingway was born on July 21, 1899, to Clarence Edmonds Hemingway, a physician, and Grace Hall Hemingway, an opera singer, in Oak Park, Illinois, west of Chicago. The Hemingway family lived with Grace's father, Ernest Miller Hall. Ernest Hemingway was named after his grandfather. He was the second of six children born into a musical household. His father played the flute. His mom was an opera singer, violinist, pianist, wrote music, quote, directed the children's church choir and the orchestra at the First Congregational Church of Oak Park, end quote. Sang in the concerts, sang solo in the choir, and gave voice, violin, and piano lessons. Ernest was taught at an early age to play the piano and the cello by his mother. His siblings also studied and played musical instruments. Ernest Hemingway would later say, quote, music lessons contributed to his writing style, as evidenced in the contrapuntal structure of, quote, For Whom the Bells Toll. At Oak Park and River Forest High School, Ernest Hemingway excelled in English, history, chemistry, and orchestra. While in high school, Ernest, quote, competed in boxing, track and field, water polo, football, and performed in the school orchestra, end quote. After high school, he worked as a cub reporter for the Kansas City Star for 6 months. The Star's style guide stated, quote, use short sentences, use short first paragraph, use vigorous English, be positive, not negative, end quote. This became a foundation for his prose. Quote, Hemingway covered shootings, stabbings, labor troubles, and smallpox scares. Ernest Hemingway, quote, wanted to go to war and tried to enlist in the U.S. Army, but was not accepted because of his poor eyesight. Instead of volunteering at a Red Cross recruitment effort in December 1917 and signing on to be an ambulance driver with the American Red Cross Motor Corps in Italy, end quote. Quote, on his first day in Milan, he was sent to the scene of a munitions factory explosion to join rescuers retrieving the shredded remains of 35 female workers, end quote. He nearly passed out, quote. On July 8, 1918, while volunteering to pass out chocolate bars to men at the front line listening post, he was caught in a blast of an enemy mortar shell. He was injured by over 220 pieces of shrapnel. They ripped into his legs and lacerated his scalp. As stretcher bearers struggled to get Hemingway to an aid station, an enemy machine gunner opened up. Bullets lodged in his right knee and foot, end quote. Hemingway, quote, when you go to war as a boy, you have a great illusion of immortality. Other people get killed, not you. Then, when you are badly wounded, the first time you lose that illusion, and you know it can happen to you. Quote, he was transferred for recuperation to the Red Cross Hospital in Milan, where he underwent further series of surgeries, end quote. In late 1919 through 1920, quote, he began as a freelance staff writer for the Toronto Star Weekly. He returned to Michigan the next June and then moved to Chicago in September 1920, end quote. Continuing to file stories for the Toronto Star, in Chicago, Hemingway, quote, worked as an associate editor of the monthly journal Cooperative Commonwealth, where he met novelist Sherwood Anderson, end quote. Sherwood Anderson became Hemingway's mentor. Through his roommate's sister, he met Hadley Richardson. She was 8 years older than Hemingway. She had red hair and, quote, a nurturing instinct, end quote. For a few months, they exchanged letters and decided to marry and travel to Europe, end quote. On September 3rd, 1921, they were married, quote, American author Ernest Hemingway was awarded the 1954 Nobel Prize in Literature, quote, for his mastery of the art of narrative, and most recently, demonstrated in The Old Man and the Sea, and for his influence that he exerted on contemporary style, end quote. He also won his Pulitzer Prize for fiction. Traveling in Africa, 1954, quote, Hemingway was seriously injured in two plane crashes, leaving him in pain and ill health for the rest of his life, end quote. Ernest Hemingway was an American novelist, short story author, journalist, musician, husband, father, and grandfather. He wrote 7 novels, 6 short story collections, and 2 nonfiction works. He died in Ketchum, Idaho in 1961.